An open door, indeed. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Doors Open Milwaukee is a public celebration of Milwaukee's neighborhoods, architecture and history, community and commerce at its very best. The event is this weekend, offering a behind-the-scenes look at more than 150 commercial buildings, art galleries, urban gardens, churches, and many, many more spaces that typically aren't available to the general public day to day. It's a great event in its 14th year. It's become truly a fall highlight and just one that seems to grow bigger and bigger each and every year. Doors Open is organized and presented by the nonprofit organization Historic Milwaukee. Grace Furr, the special events director at Historic Milwaukee, joins us, and Robin Cherry, the communications manager at the Bronzeville Center for the Arts. A first-time Doors Open participant this year. Grace, thanks for taking the time. Robin, you too. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So, Grace, what are the incentives for building owners to be a part of Doors Open? I'm sure there are many, but how does it work? Give us the logistics. Is there a fee? Is there a sponsorship? How's it all organized? I'm sure it's a year-round effort to make it all happen.
Absolutely. So it's free for locations to participate in.
Okay.
We hope that it's an awesome, you know, marketing tool and a great opportunity to welcome potentially like new customers in the door or people who might not have otherwise been tied to the space.
Mm-hmm. So do you each and every year compile a list of buildings that you want to participate, or do buildings come to you? Like what's that process look like?
It's a combination of both things. In the beginning of the event, we kind of had to go around and beg locations to participate.
Right.
Now that it's an established, successful event, I think a lot of locations are interested in participating. So we work with our local business improvement districts to help connect us to new sites that could participate. We look at, you know, past participants and try and kind of balance a nice offering of commercial buildings, being in different neighborhoods. There's a lot of churches in Milwaukee, so you could literally just have fully a churches tour, but we kind of try and balance that out with a lot of different interesting spaces to participate.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. I want to hear about the driving tour through all the churches, too, because I think the beauty of all of our churches is that, I don't know, like I feel like we should all, on a Sunday, take time to go to a church that we've never been in. No matter what your faith is, like, find a different community and just experience it. And this gives you that opportunity to get into the buildings and see what they're all about and sense the beauty and just see, like, wow, just marvel at the spaces. And it's a great opportunity for the churches to talk about what they're all about, for sure.
Absolutely.
So, Robin, what do you hope comes out of the weekend for the Bronzeville Center for the Arts? You're raising money to fully complete the vision there at your new building, correct?
Well, we're going to be launching a capital campaign sometime next year.
Okay.
What our goal is, we're drawing attention to this arts-focused organization in Bronzeville. And, you know, we're new to the neighborhood, and we want people to know that we're there.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very important to us.
Yeah.
And it's the first time that our doors are going to be open to the public.
Hmm.
And we have an exhibition that will be going on. And so this is our maiden voyage.
Yeah.
So it's twofold. We want people to know we're there. We want to raise awareness for this arts-focused organization. And it's our maiden voyage with our first exhibition.
So are you a single gallery now and then raising money to do an entire complex as part of the district?
Exactly. Bronzeville Center for the Arts is Gallery 507.
Yeah.
And so Gallery 507 is our planning office as well for the bigger arts and cultures center that we're looking to build.
Okay.
You know, a couple of years from now.
All right.
And that will be located at the old DNR building that's on the corner of North Avenue and MLK.
Okay.
It's about 50,000 square feet.
All right.
So So that's, you know, what we're planning for the future.
It's great to dovetail with Doors Open to not only have a grand opening, but obviously a kind of a built-in audience that's going to be in the neighborhood that, hey, you were welcome. Say, hey, this is what we're all about. Let me tell you more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and I was thrilled. Robin is an example of somebody who reached out to Historic Milwaukee, and I couldn't have been more happy to hear from her. It's definitely the one that was on our list, and we could talk about this at some point, but we're doing a King Drive app tour this year. There will be a trolley ride in King Drive. So there's a group of locations that are participating. It's going to be a really fun day on and near King Drive.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk just about that, but also, Grace, I want to hear about the origin of Doors Open. Where did it start? What's the big picture mission? And can it help us attract even more businesses in the city? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We invite you to participate in the WTMJ Fall 2024 Fan Survey. It takes less than 10 minutes, and it's a whole lot of fun. You complete it. We want your feedback. To participate, all you have to do is text the word survey to the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. A survey link will be texted back to you. As a special thank you for your participation, upon completion, you'll be entered to win a package that includes two 2024-25 regular season tickets to your Milwaukee Bucks and an overnight stay at the beautiful Pfister Hotel right here in downtown Milwaukee. Survey to 855-616-1620. So, Grace, what's the origin of this event? Did it start in a certain city and you saw it one day and you're like, whoa, I need to bring this to Milwaukee? Where did it start? And just give us the backstory.
Yeah, so Milwaukee's Doors Open began with a librarian by the name of George Wagner, who was retired from Milwaukee Public Libraries and was a longtime tour guide for Historic Milwaukee. And he visited Doors Open Toronto and at Doors Open Denver. And this event is a worldwide event and has a couple different names. You might have heard of Open House Chicago, which started the same year as Doors Open Milwaukee. We did start ours 1 month before theirs.
All right. That's good. That's good. I like the competition.
But
friendly competition.
London and Scotland are kind of like the global originators of Doors Open Days or Open House events. And so he visited these locations in the early 2000s and brought the idea to Historic Milwaukee in 2010 and thought, we should try this event. So the board of directors at the time said, okay, sounds great. George said, I will organize the event as a volunteer for the first couple of years. So that made it, you know, an easy yes. So literally he just went around. He worked with the Downtown Business Improvement District and other neighborhood groups to get meetings with business groups and buildings and try and explain what this whole thing is. The first year we had 80 sites and 10,000 people showed up. So it was highly popular right out the gate.
Yeah. And then obviously it's become a good fundraiser for the organization. And, you know, bigger picture, you see it as a recruitment tool for the downtown area as you talk to sponsors and work with the different business improvement districts. Is this something that, whoa, we're getting people here that maybe don't spend a ton of time walking and looking up and down and they sense opportunity right here in our downtown?
Absolutely. I mean, we one of the goals of Doors Open is to invite people to explore Milwaukee, go to neighborhoods they might not have otherwise. And hopefully we ask them on a survey, did you have a great time? Did your perception of the neighborhood improve? And are you going to visit again? And we certainly get a lot of calls in our office, you know, leading up to the event of people who maybe haven't been downtown in a while, are worried about parking or this and that. But they come to our city and they have a great time and it makes them, you know, feel proud of our region.
And, you know, the Packer game, you can still monitor on your phone as you walk around. Like I love that too. Like it's just a talkability type of event in whether the Packers are playing or not, as they do this Sunday. it's okay. Like, you can still be involved in this event and be sharing the score as you're walking into a new building.
I know if you go to the Garage, which is a new events venue at the Harley-Davidson Museum, they do play the game. So you can you know, take a seat and watch it and check the score. Last year, there was also a Packer game during the event, and I saw people walking around downtown wearing their gear. So.
Yes. All right.
There you go.
I love it. So, Robin, tell us about the Bronzeville, the trolley tours, and some of the events specifically along King Drive that you want people to get involved in.
Well, definitely the trolley tours and the driving tour.
So there will be a free, like, hop-on, hop-off trolley tour in the King Drive neighborhood, and the Bronzeville Art Collective is one of the stops. So you're going to catch it by America's Black Holocaust Museum will be the first stop.
Which is practically, it's down the street from Bronzeville Center for the Arts.
Exactly.
We're practically next-door neighbors.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Yep. So this will be a great opportunity to, if you're driving, park your car, hop on the trolley, and then you get to see all these awesome sites in this neighborhood.
And I know there's a lot of new buildings on the list. You can get it all at the Historic Milwaukee website. But there's a special thing that I'm really interested in. On Sunday, there's a manhole cover being removed in downtown right on Michigan Street between Plankington and 2nd. What's that all about? What am I going to see?
It's one of the coolest things, I think, that we brought to Doors Open last year. And the idea... I did borrow from Minneapolis, so I saw Minneapolis Doors Open, which is just is in its infancy. It's maybe like 3 years old. Had a manhole cover open with a camera in it, and you could look at it. So I asked our Department of Public Works in Milwaukee if they could do something similar. And sure enough, they shut down the entire block. They opened up two manhole covers with cameras, and these manholes underneath our city are super historic Cream City brick.
Nice.
So they have a camera there and a big monitor that you can look at it. They also have multiple big trucks that, you know,
All
you
right.
can check out with kids. So it's
Doors
a fun
open
time.
This weekend.